Hello guys, this is Shola Adio coming to you once again on another episode of Random Gist. This gist is titled, Can You Fetch Water for Your Girlfriend's Family to Flush the Toilet on Your First Visit? Can you fetch water from the well to flush the toilet for your girlfriend's dad or family on your first visit? Now, how did we come about this weird question? It was actually my friend out there on Twitter, they told me, who brought this question up, and she brought it up in the reverse, which is on your first visit to your boyfriend's family, and if his mom bring some clothes out for you, will you wash? So we decided to, and we had fun yesterday. We had great fun yesterday, reading through all the responses and, you know, just firing at each other. We had great fun yesterday with the way the ladies responded. Some said they would not wash. Others said they would wash. And everybody presented their reasons. Some said that, look, if they do it for the first time, it could be a precedent of more to come. And some also said that if we do it, it means that you pass the test of humility. They all had their strong reasons, but I've given my own comments. I wouldn't say anybody was right or wrong, but I'd given my own thoughts and comments about it in a previous broadcast. Now, on this broadcast, we're dealing with a man. So, you're a man. You turned up in your Hugo Boss designer suit, and then you went there with a girl that you went to see the family of the girl that you want to marry. And then you get there, and they hand you this t-shirt and boxer shorts to go downstairs to go fetch some water from the well that will be required to flush the toilet. Would you do it? Yes or no? Now, I got very interesting answers, and to be honest with you, majority of the men said they would fetch the water and even do more, but a very significant minority said that they would never do such a thing. In fact, one even said that he would pretend as though a fake phone call came through and walk away from the house. So the question is this: if it happens to you, will you do it? Then, as a girl that took the boyfriend that wants to marry you home, what will you do? Are you going to stand there watching? Are you going to resist the man? Or what are you going to do? So we threw that and we got interesting responses. Some ladies said they would quickly pull their dads into the house to find out, dad, why are you doing this? Some others said that they will just sit down there and watch and see how the man reacts to this. So let's have a look at this and let's dissect it. Now, like I said again, there's no right or wrong answer. So everybody's happy, everybody's cool. But let me present my thoughts here. These are my thoughts. I'm not saying you are right or wrong, but these are my thoughts. Now, when I put that question up on Twitter, I wrote something there. I said, a girl that you love. So I mean, I'm implying that you want to marry the girl. I'm also implying that you know a lot of girls, but this is the one that you really want to spend the rest of your life with and no other person. So what are you going to do? I mean, you've already told her that you will move the world for her. You've already told her that, look, you're just the person that God has sent to me to make my life better and to make my life a garden of roses. You've said all sorts of things to her. You said, look, I will move the world for you. You've said all sorts of things. Now you get to the girl's house. They ask you, take off your Hugo Boss suit and wear these boxers and t-shirts and go and fetch water from the well to flush the stinking toilet. What are you going to do? Now, Let's dissect it. A girl that I want to marry, a girl that I have decided is the best person, the best woman to be the mother of my children. What am I ready to do to marry her? How far am I ready to go to marry her? That's the question. And let me tell you something which a lot of men don't understand is this. A girl you want to marry is different from a sex object, a sex tool, you know, a sex mate. So if you are looking for a sex body, it's different from a wife. And you see, if you are not a committed Christian, if you are not committed to the things of God, if you are not a God-fearing person, let's put it that way, if you are not a person that believes in chastity, I have Muslim friends who believe in chastity. In fact, I've got female Muslim friends who are virgins, seriously. I mean, so it's not only Christians who believe in chastity, some other religions also believe in chastity, right? So, but let's assume you're a man, you don't believe in chastity. So what has happened since you became a teenager, since you approached the age of puberty, is you've been sleeping around with girls. So how does it go? You go around toasting a woman, and then she agrees within a matter of a few days or a week, then you sleep with her, you have sex with her, and when you're tired of all that, you dump her in the dustbin, and then you pick another girl. So, and there you go from woman to woman. I mean, they're so easy now. In fact, one guy, I sent out a tweet on chastity, and one guy replied me in anger to say that, look, it will cost me less than $1 to sleep with a girl in Lagos. So really, I mean, to be honest, he's saying that it is really that cheap to find someone to have sex with, just less than $1. Fair enough. But now we're not talking about a girl that you want to sleep with for $1. We're talking about a girl that is going to be the mother of your children. A girl that is going to become Mrs. Whoever you are. A woman that is going to speak on your behalf. I mean, today I've had phone calls from my wife. I mean, she's made a call to some service provider, and she's essentially kicked their asses all through today. I mean, an appointment that probably would have taken us 2 weeks to secure. And in fact, she kicked them so badly that they turned up in a matter of hours to come and fix the damage that was done at home. So you see, and she was acting on my behalf. So when she called those people, she introduced herself as the wife of the person who paid for this service. This is Mrs. Adio calling. Now, you better listen to a Mrs. Adio if you don't want your bum kicked. Seriously, because if she pressurizes me tonight and I don't have peace and says change that provider, seriously, I will change you in the twinkle of an eye. You understand? So that's the kind of woman I'm talking about, though, that is that powerful in your life. So it's different from one ordinary sex mate. So the question is this: how far are you ready to go for a woman that you love? Seriously, if you really value that woman, if you really want to marry that woman, fetch that water. Seriously. In fact, one guy even said that he will reject the boxers and use his ego boss to fetch the water. Look, if you do that for a woman, trust me, that woman will love you forever. Look, even in the olden days, men fought themselves over a woman. As in, there's a woman that wants to be married. Two men in those olden archaic days, two men will fight themselves to death. And the person that wins the fight is the person that goes with the woman. Do you understand? And the woman will be proud of the man that, yes, this man could take injuries because he wanted to marry her. Do you understand? So if you cannot take an emotional or social injury because you want over a girl that you want to marry, then she's not that valuable. So don't even marry. Just go and stick with your sex buddies and be having sex with them for less than $1. Seriously. lady, if there is a man who will not do that for you, that's not your husband. I'm serious. No, serious. Fetch water. What's the big deal about fetch water? Come on. Who are you? No, who exactly are you that you can't fetch water? Who are you? If you can't fetch water for the girl's parents, she's not worth marrying. Do you understand? Come on. If you cannot even fetch water for her parents, when she is pregnant, will you be able to fetch water for her? If you can't fetch it for her parents, seriously, go and think. Oh, if you can't do it, then she is not valuable enough in your eyes to be married to you. That is my verdict. Now, I'm not saying that right or wrong. If you can't do it, it means that she's not even fit enough to be your wife. So don't even waste her life or waste her time. Go and hunt for a sex mate. But if somebody wants to marry, do it by all means, and do it impressively. If they ask you to fetch 4 gallons, 4 buckets, fetch 6. As in, fetch all the water they need to flush the toilet, and then fetch water and put it there upstairs for storage. Seriously, look, that man will love you. And let me tell you something, it's a test of humility. There are some men, there are some prospective father-in-laws, they are very rich people. And you see, when you want to marry into their families, they don't just want to give you a woman, they actually want to give you a future. And let me tell you how they do it. When you come, they will put you to that nasty kind of test. If you pass it, you know what will happen? They will give both you and their daughter a joint inheritance. Look, when I was in Lagos, there was this guy, he was married to a girl who was the daughter of a minister in government. Seriously, look, I got a contract from this guy. So this man was the minister's trusted protege. So contracts were flowing. Seriously, some of you that are just walking all over the place, you don't have job, you have been struggling with the business for the last 5 years, you have not made more than 10,000. Look, your father-in-law may be able to turn you around if your head is correct. Oh, seriously. Look, seriously. So it is very important. And besides, let me also talk to you ladies. If your man gets presented with such a challenge, in your own case, you must not intervene. You must not intervene. Fold your arms and watch the guy. If he's ready to fetch that water, then he's ready to move the world for you. If he's not ready to fetch that water, seriously, that's not your husband. I'm serious. That is not your husband. If he can't fetch water for your parents, he won't fetch water for you when you are pregnant. In fact, he will even go outside and go and sleep with other women because he can't have sex with you. Seriously, I'm serious. So how much are you worth in the eyes of this man? Fetch, what's the big deal about fetch water? In fact, in my own case, on the first visit, do you know what they did to me? Do you know what my father-in-law did to me? After like 5 minutes, he just said, young man, get out of my house, out. Just go out now of my house. So what will you do? You now tell the girl that you've told that you move the world for her, you now tell her that because your father frog marched me out of the house, we won't marry again. I mean, that's stupidity, man. That's, I look back now, we just laugh about it, you know. But seriously, everything I endured to get Monisola was well worth it. I love her to pieces, I love her to bits. And I'll go through everything again, times 3, to have Monisola as my wife. So seriously. And then the last thing, if you are a girl, whoever you want to marry, don't let him have sex with you. You see, if a guy has had sex with you, has romped you, you know what he will do? If you take him to your father's house and your father asks him to fetch water, the guy will think that I've slept with this girl now, I've done chop this girl now, so what's all this insult? He will walk out on you because you are of no value. You are just a piece of rag. He has used you already. So what do you do to a piece of rag that you have used? You throw it away, and he will throw you away when he's presented with such a challenge. So I mean, I'm not saying that every woman is going to marry as a virgin, trust me, but when your head is correct and you now want to settle down, I beg you in the name of God, choose. Oh, my time is up, but let me just round up. I beg you in the name of God, don't choose a man. Don't choose a man that you have slept with before. He will insult your father and he will insult your mother. Settle for a man and make up your mind that you will not let that man touch you before your wedding day. That's all I am about chastity. I'm not saying that if someone has slept with you before, then that's the end of the world and you will make heaven. I never said that, and people should not misunderstand me. What I'm saying is that now that you have the truth, stay away from premarital sex, because anybody you sleep with at this point now will not never value you, and the person you want to marry also will never value you. In fact, most of the people that sleep with you will never even go to see your father. Why do I want to see your father when I've chopped you? Well, I mean, what for? Why should I go and collect insult from one old man after I've chopped you? The best part of you I've already chopped, so why should I go and see your father over anything? So if you are taking a guy that has chopped you well, and they now ask you to fetch water right before your eyes, he will walk out on you and you'll be crying. Seriously. So if you want to marry anybody, don't let him have sex with you. Don't let him romp you. Go there so that you hold your head high in dignity. You understand? You get it? Alright, so I'll see you guys later, okay? And I want to say a big thank you to my very good friend Adetomi for bringing up this question. Very interesting, very lively. We've had a lot of fierce exchanges out there on Twitter with my followers, and it was also very interesting, very animated, and very enlightening. And I also want to say a big thank you for all the people that responded. I've learned quite a lot from all the answers I read. I don't have all the answers to life, but I learn a lot from people I listen to. So even people I teach, I listen to them so I can learn a lot from them and add to the beat that I know. So a very big thank you to all of you guys who took time to respond to these questions on Twitter. A big thank you to Adetomi, and Adetomi's Avi is going to be on this recording, so you know what she looks like. Her name is Ara Birimi, so you can give her a follow. She's a nice person. I've had a few exchanges with her on Twitter, and she's a very polite person, nice person, and I'm sure you'll not regret following her. So see you guys some other time. My Twitter handle is Shola Adio, SolaAdio. Thank you. Bye.